Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the love of God, to let you know Jesus loves you. He wants to make the change in your life, a real change that will last for a lifetime. The Lord has blessed Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost for your ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach the gospel to those that behind prison bars. We have had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we have visited. Praise God. The coronavirus has closed the jails and prisons. So we are here on radio, as we always do, to preach the word of God to those of you that's behind prison bars. Praise God. And on this month, which is September, we're going to start a brand new message talking about the walking in the blessings of Abraham. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Praise God. God wants us to be blessed. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. God's will is for people to be well in your bodies. Praise God. That's God's will. God's perfect will is for people to be well, be healthy. God's perfect will is for people to have the necessities of life. Poverty was not in God's perfect will. God wants all men to have things common. Praise God. Have what you need to survive in this life. God's perfect will. God wants, amen, people to enjoy life by being healthy in your body, by being, having food, good healthy food to eat, clothes to wear, transportation. Your necessities will be filled. That's how good God is. God's perfect will. There'll be no hospitals. There'll be no prisons, because people will not commit crime. There'll be no stealing, no fighting, no war. Amen. Nobody committing adultery. Nobody fornicating. No child molesters. None of that. That's God's perfect will. Amen. But the Lord wants people to follow his plan. Praise God. Now, Abraham was in Mesopotamia, and God spoke to him to get out from his family. Go to the land I will show you. Amen. And Abram believed God, going out, not seeing physically where he was going, but because God told him, he took him at his word. That's faith. Believing God, even though you can't see it with your natural eye, but you believe it because the word of God is true. Praise God. It's time to take God at his word. Amen. I know this is 2020, the coronavirus has made a change in our world, in our society. And And racism is such a problem in our country. The riots that went on in our country. Now, people are rebelling against authority. They're rebelling against, amen, discipline. The schools already can't discipline the kids. Now they are fighting against the police. They're fighting, trying to, amen, be a lawless society. I got to let you know, God wants us to be governed by the laws of God. And God's laws are not grievous. I know there are some bad examples out there. That incident with George Floyd, that was a senseless killing. Now, when you are a good police officer, you wouldn't be in a situation such as that. Bad examples cause the whole law enforcement department to suffer. Not only law enforcement, but look at the clergy department. Bad examples. When you got preachers being child molesters, got preachers stealing the church money, it causes the world to look at the church like they're a bunch of crooks. But I got news to let you know. People need to be saved. Get the bad apples out of the bag. Just because you got a few rotten apples in the basket don't make all of them rotten. Get the rotten apples out. God got somebody that's living right. Somebody that's living saved. Somebody that's serving the God and living like the Bible said. Amen. Separate the bad apples from the good apples. That's what we need to do. There are good police officers out there. Amen. Just because you got bad police officers don't mean you got to go and burn down the police department. People go too much to the extreme. But we need to separate the bad from the good. That's what we need to do. Amen. And God wants us to separate the bad from the good. Amen. Praise God. But when the devil is in the mix, he wants a lawless society. The school, they already can't control the kids. Now, there's trouble in the local jails. Where the jails is getting, and DOC is getting out of control. Where the people rebelling against authority. But we need to let you know, God wants people to humble themselves under the hand of God. Humble yourself. Don't rebel, but humble yourself, because God is good. The devil wants people to rebel, and all the goats going to be put on the left side. The devil loves for people to buck at the law of God, buck at the word of God, want to have your way, do things your way, do things against God. The society today, it's all right to shack up. It's all right to live in common law marriage. To go on a date means to fornicate. That's society today. Got young people can't wait to marriage. So busy, amen, losing their virginity. That's the signs of the times. People having children out of wedlock. That's the signs of the times. People think it's normal. But that's not the will of God. People, we need to wake up. We need to turn from sin before sin get rid of you. Amen. Separate the bad from the good. There are good examples out there. Good school teachers. Amen. There are good doctors. There are good preachers. Amen. There are good law enforcement officers. Separate the bad from the good. Just because you got, amen, clergy that's child molesters, they don't make the whole, amen, clergy bad, because people are not saved. They have a bunch of crooks got clergy collars on too. Got robes on too. Oh, crook. Amen. We need to separate the bad from the good. Amen. And people, we need to know that. Amen. People talking about burning down the police department. What you going to do if someone, amen, do something to violate your, amen, civil rights? Amen. Something bad happened. Who are you going to call on to help you? What, take law in your own hands? Amen. People, we need to wake up. We need to understand. God wants us to obey his rules. Obey his law. Amen. The devil wants a society that's out of control. Amen. Be having their way, doing what they want to do. Amen. Don't be governed. Rebel, rebel, rebel. Amen. And God going to turn all nations into hell that rebel against him. But God wants people to obey. The military used to teach you how to obey, how to follow rules. People, we need to learn how to follow rules. Don't be a goat, but be a lamb. Now, Abraham obeyed God. So, Velvet, what did Genesis 12 and 1 say?
Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Now, God told Abraham, I will bless you. Now, Abraham heard God's word. So, Abraham believed God. Amen. He didn't question God. There got some people want to question the word. But Abraham took God at his word. Amen. And therefore, he was blessed. When God tells you something, take him at his word. Don't be trying to examine it. Trying to investigate it. See, is it true? See, is it right? Because God's word is true. God is real. If the Lord said he will heal you, he will heal you, regardless of what the doctor said, regardless of what the surgeon said. Don't you know God is the master of medical science? Amen. He can do what the doctors can't do. God can perform surgery that the doctors can't do. God can operate on you and don't have to break the skin. You hear me? God is a miracle worker. Praise God. You hear me? Praise God. Amen. God got the cure to every disease out there through Jesus Christ. Jesus took the stripe for every disease known to man. There's a cure for every disease. God already got it, because he's the master of it, of medical science. Praise God. Amen. Believe the word of God. Jesus, by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Believe God's word. Amen. Salvation. Believe that the Lord can save you from your sins. You don't have to be straddling the fence. You don't have to be saying you're a Christian on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. But the Lord can save you, change your life, make your life brand new. You don't curse no more. You don't lie no more. You don't fornicate no more. Don't commit no more adultery. Amen. Don't be, amen, shacking up no more. Because the Lord saved you. Live a changed life. Yes, take God
at his word. Abram took God at his word. What did the Bible say, Sylvia?
So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go to the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came.
Amen. Now, Abram obeyed God. He left Mesopotamia. He left that area, going to where God wanted him to do. Don't you know, when you leave this sinful world behind, we sang that song, One day, Lord, I gave up this world for you. You got to learn how to give the world up. Give up sin.
Amen.
If you give up sin, then the Lord will give you something better in the place of it. Because living in sin is a terrible way to live. Spending your days in sin. We need to come out of sin. All the way out. Not part of the way out, but all the way out. Glory to God. Abram went all the way out. Come all the way out. So many Christians come to the edge. You have so many Christians at the edge. They can fall either way. Either in the world of sin or come over the Lord's side. But it's time to stop straddling the fence. Stop living on the edge. Come all the way over here. Over here in the word of God, in the ark of safety, so you can make heaven your home. You can't go to heaven hanging on the edge, straddling the fence, saying you're a Christian, then fall into sin. But we need to live holy, walk upright, serve the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. Because Jesus coming back for a church that are real, not no hypocrite, but one that is real. Praise God. Amen. When you get saved, you will live right. Amen. We don't need to get mixed up with these false prophets, these false Christians out here. Talking about a preacher being a child molester. If they're not saved, you hear me? Glory to God. Look at the Boy Scouts. All of that, amen, sexual abuse going on. Because people were not saved. In the Boy Scouts, they're not saved. When people are not saved, you're going to have sexual abuse going on. When people are not saved, you're going to have child molesters. When people are not saved, you're going to have sin in the church. Because people are not saved. Just because you put a clergy collar on, just because you put a clergy robe on, does not make you saved. Just because you stand behind the roster of to preach the word, to speak the word, do not make you saved. But you got to get that Lord Jesus on the inside where you can live this life. You can live it on the job. Live it off, walking down the street. Those you that's incarcerated, you can live it in the jails, in the prisons, on the rec yard, in the law library, wherever you may be. You can live it. Let your light shine. Let people know I'm a child of God. Amen. Praise God. It's time to live right. It's time for holiness. Time out for hypocrites. Time out for playing church. It's time to be real for God. So, Velvet. Amen. You want to sing your song? Praise God. So, Velvet, the Lord has gifted her with songs to sing. Go ahead and sing your song.
Praise the Lord, everybody. The Lord is good. Like Ella Holmes is preaching us this morning about, we got to humble ourselves and obey the Lord. And the Lord gave me this song, and I'm going to sing this song. Listen to the words of the song. I'm not a songster, but the Lord gave me songs to sing to him and to others. Lord Jesus, humble me in your service. Do unto me as the potter with the clay. Take me in your hand and mold me and make me into what I need to be. Let me decrease, deny myself to allow you to increase in my life. As I humble myself, you will be the one to exalt me. You will be the one to lift me up and set me on high. You will be the one to give me favor. Then all the honor and glory will belong to you. Lord, humble me in your service. Do unto me as the potter with the clay. Take me in your hand and mold me, and then make me into what I need to be. I don't want to be like the Pharisee who exalted himself and lift himself up. I'd rather be like the publican who did not feel worthy to even lift his head. He smote his breast and said, be merciful unto me. Lord, be merciful unto me. He went home justified. Don't you want to be like that? He went home justified. He went home set free. He went home rejoicing in the Lord. So Lord, humble me in your service. Lord, humble me in your service. Do unto me as the potter with the clay. Take me in your hands, mold and make me, Jesus. And said, let me decrease, deny myself. Allow you to increase, so I would be committed to take up my cross daily to follow you. Lord, humble me in your service, humble me in your service. Do unto me as a potter with the clay. Take me in your hands and mold me and make me. Then you would be the one to exalt me, to set me on high, to give me favor. Oh, and my ways and my thoughts would be in your will. Your word would be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide your word in my heart, so I shall not and I will not sin against you. You would be bound, your word would be bound in my heart, in my mind. Lord, so humble me in your service. Humble me in your service. Do unto me as a potter with the clay. Take me in your hand, Jesus. Mold me and make me into what I need to be. Mold me and make me, Jesus, into what I need to be. Mold me and make me, Jesus, into what I need to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord will mold you and make you
glory,
what you need to be. Get in his hand. Let the Lord do it. Now Abram got in God's hand. He obeyed.
Left
his family. Went to the area where God wanted him to go. Depart from sin. Leave that sinful world behind. Seek the Lord. It'll be the best decision that you can ever make in your life, to give your heart to Jesus. Praise God. Amen. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast, this powerful message. Amen. Because it's time to get on the Lord's side. Time to be real for God. This year, 2020, has been a change year. Amen. I'm telling you. And we need to get on the right track and stay on the right track for Jesus. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message, walking in the blessings of Abraham. Lord, look on the people in mercy, those that's in sin. Let them pray.
Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, touch their body with your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Immunize the believers from the coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch the prisoners in the jails and prisons. Let them know, God, your way is the right way. Not the way of rebelling. Not the way of rioting. Not the way of, amen, beating up the law enforcement. But your way is the right way. Humble them. Deliver them. Set them free. In the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here comes my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the powerful message. We've got to humble ourselves and be obedient. We've got to leave the old way and come into the Lord's side, which is the new way. You believe that prayer that Emma Holmes has prayed, the Lord has answered your prayer. And you believe that he's answered your prayer. And you accept your deliverance. We need to be saved, sanctified, if the Holy Ghost is your healing of your body or a situation that's going on in your life, you believe that prayer, the Lord has answered you. And you hold on to that. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I, we love you. But the Lord loves you even more. And like I often say, as a true statement, that's why I keep saying it over and over, the Lord has a plan for you, for you to have hope and for you to prosper. And he's there to lift you up and set you on high. Those in the free web, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. You tend to pray for us as we pray for you. The Lord has a blessing with your name on it also. And you can call for prayer and counseling. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for them in our new ministry. And as we get the green light, we'll be able to get back into the jails and prisons to do what God called us to do. But during this time of the coronavirus, we'll be preaching the word of God here on radio like we always do and doing ministry. And those of you, since we haven't, amen, visited your facility, you can write us, praise God, let us know you're still out there. Praise God. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, love my beautiful companion, said Velvet saying that, if Jesus comes for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.